Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with 3 cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Ole Miss Baseball's Judd Udermark welcomes you to Judd U, an Ole Miss podcast brought to you by the Ole Miss Spirit and Riverland Roofing.
Welcome back to Judd U Podcast. I'm Judd Udermark. Today we have Owen Pano, freshman from New York. Pano, thanks for coming on the podcast, man. Absolutely. Yeah, Pano, shortstop, infielder, freshman from what?
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York. How big is that town?
It's a pretty big town in New York, yeah.
Okay. How far from New York?
About an hour straight north, right up the Hudson River.
Okay. Yes, Owen Pano, you know, he had a great fall this year. Looking forward to the spring, seeing him out there in action. Owen, you know, tell me a little bit about you growing up from either middle school or high school. Obviously, he's has a lot of accolades throughout his high school years. Tell me, was baseball always your sport, or did you play anything else?
No, yeah, baseball definitely was not my top sport when I was growing up. It was definitely basketball.
Okay.
And because I enjoyed my time out there playing basketball, I had the most fun.
Yep.
But when I was about 11, 12 years old, and I started to get into competitive competition, baseball definitely took a step above basketball.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed going out with my baseball team, competing for championships more than basketball. Because New York basketball, Poughkeepsie, the high school I was at, wasn't that good compared to some of the other schools that we played. So I saw when I was around 12 years old that and started taking baseball more seriously because I liked competing in that sport more. And I knew that I had a step above everyone else in baseball, a little more, bit more than basketball
for sure.
New York. And I just continued to work more at baseball, but still enjoyed playing basketball. I played up until my junior year.
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
Yeah, senior year, I decided not to play.
That was the same thing with me.
I dealt with some injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
Baseball, never had an injury.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on wood right now. But,
yeah, that's right.
Basketball, I dealt with injuries every year I played. And in New York, it's actually a cool rule. In your middle school, our middle school is 7th and 8th grade.
Okay.
In middle school, you could play up. On
oh, really?
Either junior varsity or varsity
just
level sports,
basketball or
any sport.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have to take a physical fitness test, but if you pass that, you could play up. So I was on varsity baseball and basketball 7th through
11th crazy.
Grade for basketball and then 7th to senior year for baseball.
Yeah, so you really got your full 4 years
of
basketball in.
Yeah.
And taking that last year off.
That was all I needed.
Yeah.
It was enough. Too much running for me.
Those basketball guys, they – I don't know how they do it because when I played, my knees would hurt every single day. You know, walking through the hallways of school or whatever, trying to talk to my friends, my knees would just kill me. And I don't know how these guys do it, especially here at Ole Miss or anywhere in collegiate basketball because they play so many games.
So many.
Like, I don't know how it does it. But
can you both still get the rim?
Oh, for sure. Oh, I'm slamming that thing.
Can you? With enough adrenaline, yeah, I can get up there.
I knew he could. Yeah, you're 100% dunking. I'm 100% dunking on you.
Oh, you're not.
Yes,
I'm taking a charge.
I fully believe, and hopefully we can have Coach Beard on here one day. I fully believe that I could be a 2-3 sport athlete here at Ole Miss.
Maybe four. Track and field.
I think I could do it, man. I'm just that confident.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, you know, talking about athleticism and all that, we're in the middle of the Omaha Challenge right now. Mm. Today is Thursday. November
20th?
21st. Day four of the Omaha Challenge. Y'all will see it out on the season. Mm-hmm. y'all may have been seeing some stuff on social media. How has this gone? How has this Omaha Challenge gone for you?
It's a great experience. Going in, I was a little nervous, not really sure what to expect.
Yeah.
Like you said, I saw all the videos on YouTube from past years, and it definitely looked tough. But going in, I was definitely nervous. First day, I was sitting with my roommates. Yeah. I was like, are you guys, like, nervous, or am I the only one in there? Oh, no, we're nervous. I was like, all right, good. But getting into it, you know, first day was, I personally think, was the toughest.
Yep.
We were in the Manning Center pushing a bunch of weight, running a lot, and I threw up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it was
a lot of other guys did.
Yeah, I don't know if that was nervousness or the Chipotle that I had a few hours before. But throughout the week, you know, it's just so competitive, team versus team. And I feel like that's what kind of gets your mind off of how hard of the things that we're doing is the competitiveness and the fun that we're having while doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of chirping that's going on, like especially Navy and Red right now. Yeah,
top two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it gets kind of cutthroat towards the later days because the rankings start to come out, starting to get close. But we got last day, you know, we don't even know what the event is, but we have the challenge course through the vault, most likely. How are you feeling about that? Your legs ready?
Oh, well, we're going to have to find out.
That's right. Throwing in the fire.
Yeah, Friday morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. definitely going to have to get a good night's sleep tonight. But I feel like the 2 mile was a little preseason for this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Should be ready to go.
Yeah, well, good.
We'll see.
So this fall, mostly played shortstop,
yes.
A little bit of third, a little bit of second. I know we were up the middle.
So did you. Yeah.
We were up the middle a little bit. Coach didn't let me play shortstop. You know, going into this year, right, having the possibility to start at shortstop, there's a question that all Ole Miss fans have, and it's when are you going to dye your hair, you know, and how is it going to look? Because you're going to have to post a picture of it and let everybody know.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited for that opportunity. You know, my mom was like, you might actually have to dye your hair blonde, right? And I was like, yeah, like I'm not gonna have a choice. And I've never like, I know I see some high school teams that like dye their hair blonde for playoffs. My high school never did it, so my hair has been this color the whole time.
Yeah,
but I'm excited to see what it looks like.
We're gonna get that thing bleached blonde.
I feel like it could look good.
Yeah, are you thinking you're gonna go like dye tips? All blonde or just going to experiment?
I think I'm going to go all out and like all blonde.
I like it. That's the best way to do it.
Maybe shave it, pull like a little Joe Burrow.
I like that. Know? Oh, that's good. Well, Joe Burrow now has the frosted tip or like the streaks, like the Bengals. Okay. But he used to have that shaved.
Yeah. I don't know, but I kind of like the long hair with the baseball hat.
It'll be posted. So y'all go ahead and follow Owen Pano. What's your
Instagram
tag? Owen.Pano6. Go follow him on Instagram. And be on the lookout for that blonde hair coming in soon, because I know I will be.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation, but the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, going into senior year, coming out of senior year, being Gatorade Player of the Year, being, I'm sure you were, you know, one or two top-ranked shortstop in the nation, what was the decision to come here and not go pro?
The big thing for me was I'm still ready to compete for a championship. Yep. I want to play for a national championship. I want to win a national championship. And if I decided to go to pro ball, it would kind of be by myself a little bit, just doing individual stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love competing as a team.
Yeah.
I wanted to experience a college experience.
Yeah.
I think I was mentally ready to go to pro mm-hmm. ball, but I think that I'm going to develop 10 times better here. And I'm going to have the most fun that I can because I could always go to pro ball in 3 years. I can't go to pro ball, come back to college.
Yeah.
So but definitely the biggest thing is competing for the national championship and creating teammates that are going to be my brothers for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, it's hard to win a national championship in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
but coming to a place like Ole Miss, SEC, mm-hmm. where, like you said, you invested in the coaches, you built a brotherhood, you know, with all the players in the locker room in this town, man, it's there's nothing like it. I mean, you know, the city of Oxford, it's a wonderful place, and Payne is going to be here for the next 3 years. So, talked a little bit about, you know, the draft and the pro side of it. I kind of want to switch it up. You're from New York, right? What part of New York?
Poughkeepsie, New York, about an hour north of New York City.
Gotcha. Okay. Growing up, you know, Coach B always gives us around this Thanksgiving time, you know, the speech of who are you grateful for. I want you to shout out one person that you're grateful for.
Yeah. One person, other than my parents, one person that I'm grateful for is my high school coach. His name is Pat Mealy. He's also the father of my best friend growing up my whole life. And he has been such a father figure for me.
Yeah.
One as a coach, but then also as a person, because I'm mm-hmm. always at his house.
Yeah.
Hanging out with my best friend. But he created a system in me. He was my coach since I was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So for about 10 years now, he's showed me how to become a better person and a better player on the field and how to play this game the right way.
Yeah, no, for sure. Man, that's awesome. What was his name again?
Pat Mealy.
Pat Mealy, mm-hmm. if you're watching this, Owen Pano appreciates you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Wrote him the letter yesterday, too. So
awesome. Yeah, so he'll be getting that letter soon. So, you know, transitioning this fall now, right? You went through a full fall, mm-hmm. thankfully being healthy. Had a successful fall, I think anybody would agree. How was the transition from high school and travel ball to playing in your first SEC fall?
Yeah, at first it was definitely tough.
Yeah.
You know, back in New York high school, I think the hardest I saw was 97, but that was one game out of the 28 that we played.
That's right.
It was consistently low 80s, mm-hmm. and then I step on campus here and it's consistently low 90s.
Yeah.
So that took a little bit of adjustment to make. I think I do a good job in slowing the game down. So in the field, mm-hmm. it really didn't feel that much different, except when Luke Hill would hit me a 107 ground ball, or even Judd Unimark would
There's not much you can do with whenever Luke Hill's up to bat and you're a defender.
No, but I do a good job of slowing the game down and really just coming out here and just playing baseball.
Yeah.
It definitely was a big adjustment at first, but I think I adapted to it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did a great job, I thought, at least this fall, coming in. In freshman year, that shock is, you'll never feel that. Maybe if you step onto a big league field for the first game, but it's a totally different game almost. And what happens to a lot of people is, like you said, you just get sped up.
Mm-hmm.
Guys run faster, they throw harder, they locate better, and they hit harder ground balls. So how are you going to adjust? Are you going to speed up with it and rush yourself, rush your teammates, or are you going to, like you said, slow it down, play your game that you've always played and trust that, you know, you're good enough. And you showed that this fall. Like, it was an impressive fall, especially coming in here freshman year. He says that he was nervous or sped up a little bit in the first few mm-hmm. games.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't see it, you know. That's kind of that pro mentality of, you know, this guy's going to be elite for us this year.
And as we got through the fall, I think what helped was practices.
Yeah.
Because as an infielder, I never really learned the two-step or the yep. four-step to first base on ground balls. And when Coach Cleary implemented that into us, all of us infielders, I was like, oh, this kind of like makes sense. Like,
yeah.
you have a faster runner, two steps is all really all you need to get the ball to first base. So going through practices definitely made me feel more comfortable. And yeah. that North Alabama game, first fall game yeah. against an opposing team. And, man, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like Friday night
when
we play Mississippi State or Tennessee. Because I was pumped up for that game.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. I think all of us were. So I can't even imagine what it's like when 12,000 people are going to be in the stands.
Oh, for sure. All right. Having the fall being over, one more day until the Omaha Challenge is done. We have finals, and then we jump right into the spring after mm-hmm. a few inter-squads. How are you feeling about that? Are you excited for this year, or are you trying to just take it in day by day?
What's your thoughts about that? No, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to it, definitely. I know I'm going to get home for Christmas break, and I'm going to be happy that I'm home for about a week, and then it's going to be like, when do we get to go down and start the season? But looking at the schedule, we definitely have a tough schedule, but I think we're ready for it and prepared ourselves in the fall, and then hopefully carries over to the spring. But I'm really excited for it, and I'm excited to go out and play real baseball with Ole Miss and my new teammates.
Yeah, for sure. Couple impact players, and you don't have to necessarily put the who did the best, but who are guys that, you know, surprised you or think are going to be big pieces about this upcoming spring season?
Yeah, I think consistently throughout the fall, Luke Hill hit the ball hard always, mm-hmm. very consistent. But I would say the biggest name that I saw this fall compared to watching games last year and then what I saw this year in the fall is Campbell Smithwick.
Yeah.
I think he had a really huge fall for him.
Yeah.
And I did see a little struggle last year, and he mm-hmm. knows that, and I'm pretty sure
he'd be the first one to say it.
A lot, yeah, exactly. And he made a big jump this fall.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's from playing the amount of games he did in the Cape Cod League mm-hmm. and getting that experience against the best college players in the country.
Yeah.
But he came here ready to play.
He did.
No, like straight business.
Yeah.
And he had a really good fall.
Yeah, I'm excited to see both of those guys, you know, and it's easy to see why they can be as good as they're going to be, that I truly believe that they are, just from the fall, man, and knowing those guys. And like you said, you see it, and it's mainly the consistency.
Yeah, and he looks like he's having fun, and he's going out there confident.
It does, yeah. Transitioning to the last thing, right, we want to get back on track as an Ole Miss team.
Mm, absolutely.
But – what's some individual goals for yourself, right, that's going to help our team, you know, go to that next level?
Yeah, obviously the first thing is that I want to be a freshman All-American.
Yeah.
And that's the main goal, and then it kind of trickles down from there. Mm-hmm. That's I want to at least keep at least 300 batting average throughout the year.
Yeah.
I know that's a high expectation, but I think if I put those high expectations on me, then I'm going to be able to meet them.
That's right, yeah.
And then consistently in the field,
mm-hmm.
errors are going to happen.
Yep.
But it's how I respond to them
after
it. And just keep going at it. I just want to win. I really can care less how I do as a individual. If I go 0 for 4, we win.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm going to be coming into this locker room happy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I'm going to brag on Pano a little bit. And, you know, he may not want to respond, but he, you know, he's the ultimate team guy. He's a guy that you want in your corner. I'm so happy that he decided to come here, and he's had this professionalism about him that he puts Ole Miss first over himself. He's not scared to hold guys accountable. It's just, you know, I can really see you starting to mold into a leadership position, even as a freshman, which is rare. It's rare for a lot of guys to do that. But, you know, thank you for your time. Thank you for hopping on this podcast, man. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
You know, I know me included, but all the fans of Ole Miss, they're excited to see you step on that field and dominate, man.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. Can't wait.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, Pano.
Thank you, Judd.
Appreciate it. Thank you to Riverland Roofing and Ole Miss Spirit for sponsoring this podcast. This is the Judd U podcast. Appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll see you coming up.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.